Welcome to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, and I am crazy about cats and the people who care for them. I'm here every week with Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins or a guest veterinarian co-host to answer any of your questions about living with your kitty. I want to thank my sponsors. I've invited these companies to be here because I believe in them and use them myself. And Whole Life Pet will send you free protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. So please check out the schedule at radiopetlady.com. Cat Crazy is a production of Eight Paws LLC, which is solely responsible for its content. The number here is 888-429-5471. I'd love to hear from you. That's 888-429-5471. Give us a call. And I want to tell you that today... Oh, no, actually, it's not today, is it? What day? Yes, it is. It's today. You start voting for the Nordic Naturals What's Essential Rescue Pet Photo Contest. Sorry, it's confusing. People are supposed to upload their rescue pet photos. Actually, you're still uploading them, right? It's not until later in July that you vote. It's very cool. The contest is that for everybody who enters, there's going to be a dog and a cat winner, and a dog Bible and a cat Bible are part of what you win, and 3 months supply of Nordic Naturals for you and your pets. But $1 is going to go to Paws for Veterans, which is a really cool nonprofit where they match up shelter pets with veterans who have psychiatric service, who need psychiatric service dogs. So go to the Nordic Naturals Facebook page and upload a photo of your rescue kitty or dog, and then they'll pick finalists, and then we vote. Very complicated situation that we have there. Well, I'm supposed to have a guest co-host tonight, and I don't know if the cat whisperer has whispered her way into our lives or not. Doug, is she there? Doug? Well, apparently my engineer also is AWOL. Terrific. Okay, so I'm going to read you an email that came in, a question that came in. But any of you out there with any questions that were hoping, good, Doug, where is the cat whisperer? Is she AWOL? Hello? Okay, so I can't hear Doug. I'm going to read you about this question that I got on email that I'm going to answer or talk about. And those of you that are out there that have a question that you'd like to ask me, and perhaps or maybe or who knows the cat whisperer, not clear at all, 888-429-5471. Michelle, is that you?
Hi there, yes.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, you do give a girl a lot of gray hair, sweetie, and high blood pressure, and well, at least you're here because a lot of people were looking forward to it, and I guess better late than never. Welcome to the barbecue, even though probably nothing left on the grill.
Oh, gosh.
Good to have you here. It's a live show, and there's live listeners, and so we need to be organized for them, and here we are. 888-429-5471. I was just going to read a question that came in, and it's one that I'm sure you'll be delighted to help me answer. Michelle has written a book called The Cat Whisperer, which is full of extremely fine advice about all sorts of cat behavior problems, of which we know there are so many. Here it is. Someone wrote in and said, I read about you on some forum about cats. That's sort of vague, but it's a really good question and one of those tricky ones that it really does take a bit of cat whispering to figure out. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for some help with my 3-year-old Maine Coon. She was adopted by us in March, and the previous owner abused her a lot. When people say that, Michelle, I must say, I think, how do you know? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. She's so scared of us. Well, some cats are scared. It doesn't mean they were abused. Especially my boyfriend, she won't let us touch her, pick her up, or pet her, or approach her. For the first month, she was under the bed and leaving this area only at nighttime. It's a bit better as she started to walk around the house, and she does come out to greet us when we're back from work, but this is it. You can see by how stressed she is when we try to approach her. So before I tell you what she tried Rescue Remedy and Spirit Essentials, but no luck because, of course, she needed behavior change on her own part. She needed to be coned and nails clipped, as all cats, but with her it's impossible. Would you be able to give me some helpful advice? So the real question is, what happens when you adopt a frightened kitty? Which doesn't mean they're abused, they're just a scaredy cat. Or maybe they did have a bad experience. So let's talk about about the whole issue of not approaching a cat who is scared, right? I mean, isn't that like a big part of what you want to teach people? Let the cat come to you?
Right. Yeah, that's part of it. But we also don't want them to just hide under the bed forever. You do have to right. up the ante a little bit, and you know, or they will stand there for a long time. You want to help guide them out gently. And we call it working at sub-threshold stress levels. So we're not overdoing it and pressing all their fear buttons. You want to go very gently with cats, and then also try and snap them out of their fear. And one of the best ways is to actually trigger their prey drive, because their mood and emotional state in their prey drive can't simultaneously happen while they're displaying animated play. So a lot of, you know, you always hear about play therapy, and there is a really good reason for it. Those two mood states just cannot happen simultaneously, fear and that predatory, you know.
So in other words, you got the cat's mm-hmm. brain, and for mm-hmm. us to understand it, there's different parts of the brain, and one is fear and panic and frightened and under the bed, and the other is, oh cool, something to play with or something to eat or something to chase. And those two yeah. things cannot coexist at the same yep. moment in a cat's brain. That's right, really
right.
cool.
Right, right, right. So, and so I would tell them, you know, there's a, you know, I have 100 questions for them, of course, but
of
we'll
course.
Go with what we have. We'll go with what
yes.
we have. I mean, first of all, if this cat, you know, wasn't a feral cat brought off the street and it actually was in a home around other people, I mean, and I hear that all the time, oh, the cat was abused, and you know, it could be true, but a lot of times they are just scared. I mean, when I moved with my 7 cats, a few of them did want to hide, you know, and probably would have hid under the bed for a few months
right.
if we hadn't done something about it, you know. So there's always this settling period where, you know, if they did absolutely nothing, chances are things would gradually improve as the kitty acclimated and just got a lay of the land and began to relax, but they can help matters along. So yes, definitely help trigger the cat's prey drive, you know, and you don't have to be in there a half an hour, you know, overdoing it. You can have maybe 15 little, you know, 1 or 2 minute sessions where if the kitty's under the bed, you know, drag the toy, you know, I always say get the Necco flies. We love
my
that
favorite.
Toy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story about that later too.
Okay.
Recently, we had a neat thing happen with that saved everything. Show cool. I was recently on.
Well, you mean a show as in Hello, the Today Show?
Oh,
how
my
cool
gosh.
Is Michelle? She was on the real live one of a kind Today Show showing off all kinds of cool cat things and her knowledge, right?
No, it was that toy. It wasn't anything about me, probably.
Yeah, but it doesn't help that you're pretty glamorous and charming at the same time. I don't think that they, you know, let the crazy old lady that lives in a shoe with her cats come on the Today Show. I mean, that's just a sidebar. So, yes.
Trigger this kitty's prey drive, you know, and drag the toy around. You don't want to swing it in their face. You know, you want to get it to move away. And if you can hide the toy, this is another little trick. If you can hide the toy and get it to flop around so they can hear it but they can't see it, it really piques their prey. I mean,
that's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people have figured this out on their own. And cats, you know, they'll bat their little stuffed mice underneath the couch just out of reach, you know, to create this feeling on their own. It's the best feeling for cats, not being able to get at their toy. So better than catching the toy and better than eating their prey, it's I can hear it, but I can't see it or I can't get to it. So that's why we always hear of cats, you know, playing with their food, playing with their prey. You know, they don't want to quite kill. It's that.
That's the fun. That's the moment of pure joy.
Yeah, and all these feel-good brain chemicals rolling around. And
wow.
so if they can do that a lot, that will help relax the kitty and hopefully come out and play. And then you just want to, you know, I would give it a good 30 days of lots of little play times. You can, you know, food, treats, catnip. You know, catnip is a great behavior tool, really, and can get them in more of a playful mood, too. So they could introduce a little bit of lightly, you know, loosely sprinkled catnip on the floor with the toy, maneuver the toy around. We do like I don't know if there's any other cats they have in the home, but regardless, the pheromone.
She didn't mention it, so it's probably unlikely.
Yeah. So lots of short little play times. Looking under the bed and doing a direct eye stare could intimidate, so you want to make sure
right.
that you don't. Any of that. And if you do happen to look under the bed, and I've done this, you know, a lot in my years.
That's what she does.
And there's a good percentage of cats, a good number of them, that if you do the slow eye blink, if you've heard of that slowly
yes.
in your eyes, if you ever watch Animal Planet or, you know, Discover, you'll see the lions, they'll slowly blink. And it's just a signal to another cat that, I mean you no harm, everyone is relaxed here. And so I've had it maybe a third of the time where we've had cats hissing and growling under the bed, you know, dilated eyes, that I do the slow eye blink a few times. And it's almost like you switch a little button off and they're like,
wow.
Oh. we like you, and they come out and rub up against you, and everything's fine.
No kidding. After they've been completely terrified, I wrote about it in the Cat Bible because I had found it in my research, and I called it like a kitty kiss, that especially for cats that don't want to be touched or approached, at least yet, that doing that is like blowing a kiss, like when we blow a kiss with our fingers on our lips. That might be a little dramatic, but...
Well, and that's a signal to humans that, I mean, you know, harm. So, yes, I definitely think that even you anthropomorphize things. I mean, yeah, exactly. I think that's a good way to put it, really. So it
that's
makes
really
sense.
Neat.
Humans. Yeah.
So I want to do more on catnip in a minute, because that's a tool that I don't talk about a lot, and it would be really useful for people to learn how to incorporate that for their happy cat or their slightly unhappy cat. But we have a call from the most wonderful special friend of Cat Crazy, Robin from Covered in Cat Hair, who has the most fantastic cat rescue. She does foster, and she has kitten associates where she takes in like abandoned moms and their whole litter, and she has one now that are, I don't know, they're all of 2 weeks old. Robin, welcome to the show, and I'd love to introduce you to Michelle the Cat Whisperer.
Hi, Robin.
Ooh, hello, Michelle. It's wonderful to meet you, and hello again, Tracy.
Hi, sweetie. So have you ever, I'm sure you must have adopted, you don't adopt them usually. Have you ever fostered a cat that was like that scared to be touched?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've dealt with feral cats and skittish cats, the whole gamut. And yeah, play is really, 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 really important for helping build confidence. So I'm
and
right
what about
there with
catnip?
You on that.
Have you ever sprinkled catnip,
yeah, catnip
in Michelle's
too.
Head? Really? So what do you do, Michelle?
Yeah,
do you buy like a bag of organic catnip at the where? At the health food store? I mean, what kind of catnip do you recommend?
Well, I like the kind that I've tried is the cosmic catnip, but I know there's a lot of others out there. Something that's like more of the buds of the catnip versus the stems is a little bit more potent.
Yes, those people that used to smoke marijuana, this is beginning to sound like that, but of course that was never any of us. Robin, what do you use for catnip?
No, never. I really like things like Tipsy Nip.
Tipsy Nip? Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's organic. It's from Vermont.
Vermont, my state? Oh, my God. I have to get them to be an advertiser on Cat Crazy. Tipsy Nip, organic Vermont catnip.
My cats go crazy. They just love it.
And if you take, a couple pinches of dried catnip and loosely sprinkle it on the floor in a 2-foot by 2-foot area, you know, bigger area, it triggers this behavior, body rolling. And you've seen cats a lot of times if they go outside, the first thing they'll do is roll around. Well, that's a marking behavior. And so we'll use catnip to lower anxiety. So if they had this little anxiety meter above their head, it would come down in notches every time they body roll, every time they claw mark, every time they urine mark. So we have clients' cats that we put body rolling stations around the home in areas where the cats were previously urine marking, and we get the cats, entice them into body rolling. And so that's a marking behavior that doesn't involve urine, you know, and can get rid of
that's
get rid of
so
that urine.
Cool.
Yeah.
So never mind simple solution. You just need to rub your body where you used to pee. Well, a little catnip first, and then you
I
roll your body.
I love this idea.
I love it.
Try this on my
what did
cat.
You call, isn't it cool? What did you call the area, Michelle? A catnip zone?
Just a catnip rolling station. Just to,
A station. I love it. You know, I've been to those fancy Hollywood parties where they have like food stations. You know, there's like the tacos in one thing and baby hamburgers, sliders in another. But a body rolling station, you can't beat that.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. Yeah. And then we also do cat, you know, clawing stations. So if we have marking, we'll put a cat scratcher there and they'll claw mark, hopefully, instead of urine marking. So, and in fact, if you move a cat scratcher where it once, you know, was, sometimes that will trigger urine marking. If they don't have a place to claw, they might turn around and urine mark. So we say be careful if you move your cat scratchers around, you know. So,
and what about sprinkling catnip on the scratcher? I've heard of that, but yes, good.
Yeah. Yeah, because now, you know, they have these horizontal cat scratchers that you can sprinkle, you know, like the corrugated cardboard.
Oh, yes, they're very cool.
That look like lounges, and you can sprinkle the catnip on there, so you have two things, the claw mark and body roll, so even better.
Oh, my God, it's just going to be a festival of fun. Robin, do you have any very cool, interesting, you always seem to have such great questions, any behavior kind of questions for the Cat Whisperer?
Oh, my God. Can you just come over to my house?
I know. I would need to live at her house for 30 days.
I'd give her to you. What? Sorry, didn't do
that. Oh, I mean, Lordy.
We have
pull out your top 10.
elimination issues here. Oh, yeah. We have
number
urine
one
markings.
Issue. Oh, gosh. And I can talk. That is the number one consult that I do. I can think about what I'm going to cook when I talk about that, because it's like I probably sound like a broken record after 14 years of spieling out, you know, what you need to do. But, yeah, it's not all about litter box. I mean, if you have multi-cat household, a big problem we see is everyone sticks their litter boxes all in one area, which I'm guessing you don't, because you've been doing what you've been doing for a while. So you know you need to have multiple areas. Yeah.
Or, she also doesn't have a gigantic house.
Yeah,
it's not a gigantic house compared to the number of cats.
Well, we've got a good size. We have one cat. I hate to call her a pariah cat, but that's the easiest way to describe her. She doesn't have great confidence. She'll, instead of challenge another cat that challenges her, she'll run like prey. So then they chase her around the house. Then she gets upset and she urinates. So we've been working for years to try to boost her confidence. We've got her up higher. She's not hiding down low. We do some playtime with her, but, you know, we're missing the mark someplace.
Yeah, and playtime by herself, so she feels like she actually owns that hunting ground. A lot of people try and do this friendly together playtime where they think all the cats are going to like each other if they play together with a wanded toy that you maneuver. Like, if you get the Necco fly, it's like you need to play with them separately and where another cat is not even watching her, and that will help increase their confidence and lower some anxiety, especially in the areas where the cats might tend to be beating up on her more. So,
Yeah, we'll keep that up, because the other day I had a friend here. So we had three adults in the house, and we all kind of took toys, and we had our Necco flies, and we were playing in groups. So that way we could get all the other cats away from this one cat. And then I had one-on-one with this one cat, and she really loved it.
Oh, that's good.
But, but Michelle, what does she do about those moments where the cat has been tagged, you're it, and then goes to pee to express her anxiety or like, oh, God, help me, or whatever it is that she's expressing at that moment?
Yeah. Well, at that moment, you know, you just have to manage the situation and help get the other cats away, you know, and keep her feeling safe. So a lot of cat owners do the, you know, make things worse. They'll add more fear into an already fearful situation. They'll clap their hands and yell no at the other, aggressors. And so they end up just addressing that symptom of a bigger problem. And we do see lack of a group scent being just a huge problem. If your cats all don't have a group scent, it spells trouble. So if you could create a group scent between all of them, they might actually leave her alone more, and this could boost her confidence. So the group scent's like the social glue, and the cats will feel more affiliated and friendly and accepting of her, and she might feel a little boost up her confidence if she has more dominant cat scent on her. So that technique is actually called social facilitation, and just like what it sounds, it facilitates social friendly behavior between cats. And I think that's a big reason why people have to go out and buy all those pheromone products, because their cats don't have a group scent. So if you get the group scent out of the way, then you might see what kind of nice cat household you might have. And it's very simple. I mean, normally you would have a social facilitator cat in your household. We have them in feral cat colonies. But a lot of times the owner has to become this. And you brush them every single day, you know, for a while, maybe a couple of months, three times a day. Go between all of the cats and mix the order up. And do the areas where the cats themselves would create the group scent, which is the whole head, neck, shoulder, and sides. Not the hindquarters, just the head, neck, shoulder, and sides.
Right.
10 strokes for each cat. And mix that group scent and watch what happens.
Cool. When Michelle came on my NPR show Dog Talk, and I told her this goofy idea that, I don't know, I must have heard it from someone and just like stolen the idea, and it was a little goofy. It was the idea of putting a dot of vanilla on the forehead of new cats that were being introduced or old cats that were squabbling, on this same theory that then they would think they smelled like each other. But as Michelle pointed out, vanilla extract is not necessarily the most natural smell for a cat to be wearing. So I think that this brush is better. Michelle, but we have to go to a break, and Robin, don't go away. But my question is, right before we go to the break, is there a certain kind of brush, like a very soft, the kind of brush you get for an infant human with very soft bristles that picks up more of the scent, or what?
Like if you Google like safari brush, that's a nice, just something with a lot of bristle that catches a lot of hair, big surface area. So not like a Furminator or a comb, but something with, you know, anything with a lot of bristle that catches hair, and you don't want to take the hair out each time. You want to, you know, spread it around and mix the scent.
Very cool. All right, you ladies, just hang on. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, anybody out there with behavior issues, this is the time to ask. 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Woruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility. So it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Woruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods. Woruva chooses not to make any dry food because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the Pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feel Away diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feel Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back. You're listening to Cat Crazy. My guest co-host tonight is Michelle the Cat Whisperer, and Robin from Covered in Cat Hair, numero uno best special friend of the show, is on as well. So before you go on to Robin's next question, because this is something both of you might have a comment about, this gal who had the three-year-old Maine Coon cat, which is generally such a dog-like, friendly, like hangout kind of cat, but clearly has some issues, cannot be combed or nails clipped because it's quote-unquote impossible. So, Michelle, I'll ask you first and then Robin, what do you do in the case of a cat that hasn't gotten to the point where being handled is acceptable? I mean, you don't want to terrorize the cat, but you do need to help groom, especially a long-haired cat, and you got to clip the tips of the nails, right?
Yeah, for sure. You want to do that. But it could be that once the kitty is calmer, then they might actually see what kind of cat they have, and they might actually be
right.
In the moment. So they're just expecting this cat to be instant cat overnight, like add water and you have this cat. You know, it's going to be like 3 months maybe before they can brush. And then maybe clip the nails. And there are some cats that are wonderful at everything, but you're going to have a really difficult time clipping their nails. You got it? So I always say start at what we call sub-threshold stress levels and maybe just do one or two strokes of the brush. Don't overdo it. And end the petting, end the nail trimming, end the picking up while things are going well. If you end up going too far and pressing their panic buttons, that's just going to get filed away in their memory, and they're going to remember next time that, oh, that was a stressful thing. I want to avoid that. So try and end it well. You know, and then they'll remember that, okay, and then pair it with food, pair it with maybe catnip, you know, if they respond to catnip. And the pheromone products can work really well too. You know, you just have to consistently use them.
Yes, and keep the diffuser going or spray the area. And at Whole Life Pet Treats, anyone listening, if you send me your mailing address to RadioPetLady@gmail.com, you get Whole Life Pet Pure Protein Treats. Michelle will get a larger box because she's a guest co-host. But that's really great stuff for cats, you know, because it's all protein. Robin, any thoughts on your experience from, do you just not even try to comb and clip the nails of a cat who is freaked out by the very idea of it? Do you just do that long patient wait?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that I would do. One is, I agree that you have to kind of give it a little time. Nothing horrific is going to happen to the cat if you wait to kind of see how the cat's going to blossom. But the other big important factor is your own energy. And you have to bring a sense of calm and peace to the situation. You can't, like, be really uptight, be afraid, because the cat's going to sense that. Then the cat's going to get all tensed up, and it's going to be a terrible kind of thing. And you don't want the cat to, you know, be kind of scarred by that if you have a bad experience. You always want to enter it very calmly, relaxed. Hey, it's okay. Let's just try clipping one claw. Not every single paw, you know, just one. If we do well, let's have a whole life chicken treat. Cats will kill each other for those things, you know, and then end it well. Then try, you know, I just go slowly. And I do have cats that, you know what, I cannot clip their nails. Forget it. I'll take them to the vet and make them do it. They put them in a cat bag. They get it done. And, you know, hey, I feel bad about it, but then the cats are safe and they don't have claws growing into their paws.
And then they don't have that bad experience that Michelle was mentioning. They don't have that bad memory right there of this horrible thing that happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, you always want it to be the most happy, pleasant, relaxed, you know, easygoing, and like, hey, we got three claws done today. Good kitty.
Uh-huh.
Good job, you know. And then try again. And then as far as the matting of fur goes, I mean, they have to try different de-shedding tools or combing tools, because sometimes like a wide-tooth flea comb works really nicely getting mats out, and it's a little bit more comfortable if you just go slow, just do little. And I also find I have a lot of long-haired cats, and we feed them that garage diet, and they don't get matted. I don't know why, they just don't. So, improve the diet on the cat, and you'll see they'll start matting less.
Yeah, everything falls into place when you
Michelle, does anybody ever call you Michelle for not just a behavior problem, but like to be that calm, relaxed person who could do the nails? I mean, if anyone lived near Robin, I'm sure all of your friends want to ring you up and say, can you just come over and clip my cat's nails? Because that's such a good point. If you come to it, oh God, I'm scared. What if I cut the nails and hurt them and it's going to bleed? You're sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, Michelle, have people that say, can you come over and like play with my cat and do the nails while you're doing it?
Well, yeah, years ago, you know, when I was in 20, I was a vet tech, and that's what I did. I mean, that's, and my, you know, my last name is Nagelschneider, and you know what that means, don't you, in German?
No.
It means nail trimmer or nail cutter.
This is very not well-known fact.
So it's genetic. I swear, it's genetic. And I used to be known for, I guess I haven't done it for a while, for clients. It's been a long time, but it's just, and I've always told her, you kind of have to make it their idea. You can't do too much restraint, and you do a little bit, or you know, I'm really good at having a wand toy in one hand and a clipper in the other hand. And let's trigger the prairie drive. Look how great this is. And then clip a nail. And there was this one, British short hair that had to be anesthetized every time she finally found me, and I would come out, and we would try it was a lot of distraction techniques. Turn the sink on in the faucet, and Nikita would watch that for 5 seconds, and I could trim four. I'm really fast too, so I could trim. We got 4 seconds there. Then we'd go outside on the patio, and she'd watch the birds. And she wasn't really an outside cat, so that was enthralling enough for her to get the other paw done. You know, so
brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that. I love the running the tap in the sink. Robin, you are so cool that you call in every week. I just can't love that enough. I just want to send out a reminder to you and to everybody else that tomorrow night on Cat Chat and Dog Talk is the first Tuesday of the month, which means it's the animal communicator and Marie Sawicki. And Michelle, you are invited too, but call early.
Okay,
because people at Whole Life Pet sent an announcement out to a gigantic email list that they could have the animal communicator connect with their pets. And I get to be first because I want to ask about a childhood dog that I had and a cat who ran away called Florence. But it's really amazing. So, Robin, if you have any of your 9 million kitties that you want to connect with that are now or that crossed the Rainbow Bridge or that you placed in a home and you're wondering how it went, don't forget to call in. It's a different phone number tomorrow night.
Great.
So go on RadioPetLady.com and get the number. Robin, you are just wonderful that you call in.
Bye, Robin. It's nice
Take
to meet
care.
You.
She's
Bye.
The best.
Bye,
sweetie.
Have a great night.
And
Bye.
You. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I am so thrilled we have Jessica calling in, who had such a serious, sudden-ish out-of-litter-box problem that she was just tearing her hair out. And I said, no hair tearing. The Cat Whisperer is on. We're going to help you solve this. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, if you, too, have a cat who was fine and now isn't using the litter box, don't be mad. Don't get even. We can fix it. 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. Support for this show comes from VaxiCheck. Are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy, inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat-A-Track litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. You are listening to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner here with Michelle the Cat Whisperer. And by the way, that is an amazing book, The Cat Whisperer. Go to Amazon or wherever you buy books and get a copy. It really helps you understand your cat in ways you never expected. Our number is 888-429-5471. And Jessica, I am so delighted you were able to rush home from work, you poor thing. I hope you didn't break any speed limits. It's wonderful that you're here. Would you Dr. Michelle about your little kitty that you got from the time she was a few weeks old and she's 12, and tell us when she stopped using the litter box and what you think is going on? If there's been a change in the household, what emotional balance might have been changed? She's been to the vet. Tell Michelle everything.
Okay.
Hi there, Jessica.
I think this problem has been going on for a while. It's actually not a new problem.
Okay.
And it just has gotten worse and worse and worse. So I am ready to tear my hair out. I feel like it's a war between me and the cat, and it's just been driving us all crazy. So my son is laughing in the background.
I hear everyone's crazy.
It's true.
So
what happened is she was the first pet to enter my household, however many years ago, 12 or it might even be 13 years ago. And then I got another cat, and everything was fine. They were both kittens. They got along. They curled up together. Everything was good. And what?
That's
an animal. No. And then as the years went on, they became less friendly to each other. And eventually this cat, whose name is Blanche, started to sort of mostly poop, you know, in random places in the basement, which is where we keep the litter box. And one of the random places was where we keep our music and our computer. So we actually built a door so that she couldn't get into that part of the basement. And then she started to poop right in front of the door, so we called those the revenge poops. And we were convinced, and are to this day convinced, that she knew exactly what she was doing. And she was angry that we built that door, and she's like, I'll show you. I'm going to poop right here. So that's the story. And then eventually the other cat died, and Blanche actually seemed happier after the other cat died. And I thought maybe now she'll do, you know, she'll use her litter box and all will be right with the world. But she kind of got us to move the litter box from on the lowest level to an upper level in the basement because it's like a landing, yeah. So
did that help?
It helped for a little while, and then she started to pee just outside the litter box, and then she's a big kitty. She's not a little kitty. She's a little overweight, and she's sort of big boned, and she started to poop on the stairs. I don't even know how she does it. So I don't know what's going on. And it's just making us crazy. However, Tracy said, get rid of the litter box that you've been using, get rid of the litter, and get Cat-A-Track, which I did last night. And
great.
I came home tonight. So far, everything is right with the world. She peed in the litter box. She hasn't pooped yet today, so I don't know.
Did it start out with defecation only, and then the urination is kind of more infrequent, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, most of our, I'd say at least 80% of our clients that have just mostly pooping outside of the box, not so much urination or no urination at all, we take a serious look at the stool consistency. So we look really at if there's like a too firm of stool, like especially if you see segmented pieces of stool that you could almost sweep up with a dustpan. We call them fecal balls. I'm telling you, that is something. Unless she has, does she? I mean, how would you describe her consistency of her stool? Is it on, you know, firm or
firm?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, firm. So one of the things before we go a little further was that I said get rid of the old box, which was probably too small and saturated with urine after all these years. I also didn't know you only had one box, and the cat's now 12, so it's harder to get from just to that one box. So you want to offer more boxes in totally different locations. But you're
now,
feeding dry food.
I also have a dog. So the dog, if I have to keep the dog away from the litter box. So there's not much...
I have some ideas for you there. How big
she
of a dog
has
is
some it? Ideas, but I just want to say about her weight and the consistency of her stool is that you didn't know that all dry food is what I've been calling for years on Cat Chat on Seriously.
So, and I haven't gotten the wet food yet. So
when you transition her off of Kitty Crack, it will improve her health, the weight will drop off, and it will change her stool consistency. It may get a whole lot softer, but it will be the healthy thing for an obligate carnivore who shouldn't be eating all those highly processed carbs. Now, Michelle, talk about your deep knowledge about these poops outside the box and the whole issue.
Oh, my gosh. I am like the queen of poop. I hate to say it. I have such an exciting life, but I have a file. I know. It's embarrassing. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a poop queen.
We need this depth of – seriously, because here's a cat that's been a beloved family member for years, and Jessica was at the point of thinking, I can't keep this cat anymore. So, I mean, that's pretty desperate.
Really. We all were. It's like a family crisis.
Yep. Understood.
So we do see a lot of older cats as they start to have health issues or maybe the beginning of kidney issues or they're just become more sedate. Maybe their system is drying out. They don't drink as much water as they should or you keep their water bowl next to
them. So much water. She loves
but
water.
But all that dry food, I would start adding in the wet food, you know, and less or none of the dry. But so we see, you know, it's mostly too firm a stool. And if you can just, and this is the neat thing. This is why I love the pooping consult because I'm really good at it and it stumps a lot of people is because it usually is a stool consistency issue. And, you know, I've been doing this for 14
so
years.
So the fact that it's very hard is a bad thing because I always thought that was sort of a good thing.
Well, you don't want it mushy, but you don't want it so firm that that it's causing pain or discomfort. So what's happening is and that's probably why she used the litter box for a while that you mooshed that, new litter box setup, new litter or whatever you did. And she'll use it for a while, but no, it's still painful. And then they start going outside of the box again. And so, and sometimes they will go in the box, you know, because they're habituated going in the box too. But the why I like this consult so much is if you address this instigating factor of the too firm of stool or too soft of stool or whatever that's causing the discomfort for going in the box, they usually start going back in the box again like nothing was ever wrong. Like we have clients' cats who pooped outside the box for 5 years every single day, and once we soften this, you know, I'm not saying soften it, but it shouldn't be like you can sweep it up with a dustpan or it shouldn't be segmented and firm.
Which I totally can, actually.
Mm-hmm. And granted, it could be lying around for a while and then it's too hard and dry, but, you know, they start going back in the box again like nothing was ever wrong. Now, with the urination issue, it's a completely different story. We have to have this full-fledged behavior plan in place usually, but with the pooping, they usually start going back in the box again if you address the make sure the stool. And so we have clients actually send in stool photos, a 12-inch up-close stool photo, yes.
Poop porn.
Yeah, I have a file of like 250. If you go on the website, you'll see I've got poop on treadmills, poops on beds.
Oh, my God.
And if you have a real discerning eye, you'll see that they're all segmented pieces of poop.
It just makes me feel like I don't ever want to have a cat again after this cat goes to kitty heaven because dogs don't do this. And
this is a question of an older lady whose digestion
She's been like this for like 5 years. So
well, that's what Michelle just said. But if we had this, if you'd called me on Cat Chat 5 years ago, I would have reached out to Michelle and said, you need to give this lady a consultation. And 5 years ago, you would have dropped the kitty crack, which should never be in any cat's diet ever, no matter what their age or condition.
I did not know that.
Neither did anybody else. You are so not alone in this because the pet food industry has sold the concept of dry food for an animal that should only eat meat, totally only eat meat. And it messes up their digestion, their stool, their kidneys, it gives them diabetes. It's a nightmare. But Michelle, I want you to tell Jessica how to have a real consultation with you, because this is a family that really is in crisis. They're clearly not going to ditch their cat after her whole life with them, but they're also not going to have their life so miserable. And explain to Jessica and to anyone listening how they can have you give them a professional consultation and become a client and wind up with the happy kitty that you used to love.
Yes, you just need to go online. You can go to thecatbehaviorclinic.com, and you can schedule in all online with either Dr. Schultz or me, or you can call the clinic. You want me to give the number? I can give the number.
Sure, give the number, but people never remember that. Just thecatbehaviorclinic.
Yeah. Yeah, thecatbehaviorclinic.com, okay. And you can book. And that's 70% of what we do is litter box consultations. And so you're not alone. And just from what you've told me, you know, I'm not scratching my head wondering what's going on. And if you only have a few, I think you'll be okay. You just need to do, there's several things you need to do. And I need to ask you some more questions. We have a 9-page behavior history questionnaire we have you complete too. So we get a lot more information. But no, I hope
you can.
So
when I get the wet food, though, I should do it gradually. I shouldn't do just
You don't really have to do it gradually. I mean, it depends on the cat. Some cats will take right to the wet food and eat it immediately. But because dry food is formulated in such a way that it causes an actual brain-body addiction to these highly processed carbs that are sprayed with secret ingredients, some cats reject wet food. So if you're lucky,
okay.
And Blanche says, wet food, where have you been all my life? What were you thinking, lady, giving me that, you know, bird food or whatever? Then you'll be fine. If she says, I don't know what that is, I don't relate to that, I need to eat this hard, crunchy stuff because it's what I'm used to, then Michelle will have lots of suggestions as well. But the transition to wet food on my website, thecatbible.com and stuff, there's a whole list of things you can do to help transition the cat. The sooner you get off of kitty crack, the better. Depending on how addicted she is, there are most cats have to have the kitty crack removed from the house. Even the garage, even in a bag that's rolled over in a kitchen pantry, if people take away their crack.
She does. She hangs out by the door where we keep the cat food.
Yep, that's called kitty crack. And luckily, Noah in the background, we hope, is not tried human crack. But it's what happens. I mean, you really do get hooked, and it's all you can think about. And once her body gets re-regulated to eating meat, which is all it should eat, first of all, she won't voraciously drink so much because the food will be wet, and she'll just altogether be better. Go to thecatbehaviorclinic.com. I'd love to have you be the very first cat crazy listener who has a consultation with Michelle, because a lot of other people can learn from that. I mean, it's going to make you happy.
I will do a free consult for you, okay?
Oh, my God. Jessica, jump on that. Jump on that.
Because I work part-time at a library making minimum wage, so free.
Okay, so here's what you're going to get from me. Michelle is giving you a great gift. I'm going to mail you. You're going to send to me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com, but you already know my mailing address because you already wrote to me. I'm going to send you a coupon for a free $20 bucket of Catatrack litter, because that's good stuff.
We did get the Catatrack litter right away, so that's
fabulous.
What we're using.
I know, but you still deserve a coupon for more because you're trying. You know, you'd given up, and you said, okay, if you'll help me, I won't give up. And that's all we want, is for people not to give up. So, Michelle, that is incredibly kind of you. And for all
Very
we knew,
kind.
You were as rich as Howard Hughes, but you see, it's someone to whom that makes a huge difference. And anyway, you just did it out of the goodness of your heart. It's a really good lesson for everybody else. Don't live with a problem with your cats for 5 years, and don't give up at the end of 5 years. If you know you have a problem, admit it. Just call into Cat Crazy, and I'll help you as best I can, or the vets will help you, or I'll just send you right along to the Cat Behavior Clinic. Everything has a solution. So I really admire you for calling up and saying I'm at my wit's end, and for writing to me. Jessica,
you
caught how this happened, Michelle, was that she caught a little bit of this past weekend's dog talk as she was driving through a part of Connecticut that got the actual land-based NPR station. And she said, I caught some of the show, but I didn't get the person's name and the name of her book. So I'm saying it again, The Cat Whisperer. So that's also something you should probably get. You know, you really should get a copy because that'll make you an even better client of the Cat Behavior Clinic.
Okay.
Yeah. And tell Noah to be nice to the kitty because his mother is stressed. So let him be nice to the kitty.
Okay, he is very nice. But,
I know,
you know
he
we're
is. I just have a feeling he is. So tell him, keep on being nice to the kitty until you feel like it again.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep you posted on what happens. I'm going to get the wet food tomorrow.
Definitely, because it'll be a great way for everyone to learn. Thank you so much for calling, Jessica. Really appreciate it.
And
thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
What a doll you are. Okay, we have another quick break, and we come back. Maybe we can dig into this one other little question that came in. Who knows? 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. I am back, Michelle. How often do you get medical questions at the Cat Behavior Clinic, or are they really mostly behavior?
It's all behavioral, and I tell everyone I have to conduct the consult as if it's because I don't have a medical license. I just have the behavior certification. So, but we have Dr. Schultz who can answer. But no, they need to go to their vet and aunt. But I do mention, you know, if they have an issue, especially a litter box issue, they need to go get checked, you know, because those things can be evasive, you know.
Right, so. And like you were saying, they're having pain when they defecate because it's like it is constipation, you know, even with all that extra fiber, it's constipation. Mm-hmm. And that can turn into even bigger problems, right? Like megacolon or horrendous things. Really bad.
We had an 18-year-old cat just the other day in New York, a client, and he, 3 years ago, he just turned into a different cat. He wasn't very happy anymore, and he was pooping outside the box and urinating outside the box. Well, he had maybe 2 feet worth of stool backed up. His stool, if you saw it, his stool looked like a petrified piece of wood. It was just crumbling hard, and he was an 18-year-old cat. You'd think he was 8 years old. He was brand new.
Oh, Michelle, not to be too gross, but you are the queen of poop, and one wants to know the backstory, how do you get the 2 feet of poop out of a cat? Is that like impaction? Is it impacted?
The mobile vet came out, or they took him. I think the mobile vet came out. Maybe they ended up having to take him into the vet, but they said all that. And he started pooping in the box again, and he hadn't pooped in the box for 3 years. And he was so happy and friendly. He wasn't trying to bite anyone anymore. He had turned into this crabby, grouchy, aloof, quote unquote, aloof cat, right? Well, he wasn't like that anymore after he felt better. And he had a kidney issue going on, too. He hadn't been checked. You know, anytime they start drinking more water, we start worrying about that.
That's right.
Diabetes. And So
what do they give? Like a giant laxative or an enema or what? Or don't we even want to know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you want to know.
Is it really gross?
Well, they do enemas. It's not the favorite thing to do. You should also check the anal glands. A lot of cats have a fuller impacted anal gland. That's like a $10 thing to have checked at the vet, and that's often overlooked. We see that. You know,
that's an interesting one. My sister's little Brussels Griffins get theirs squeezed out all the time by, I don't know, they have a groomer that does the nails and that. And apparently some breeds of small dogs just get the anal glands fill up, and I guess that's true of some kitties, breed or no breed.
I think cats, it's a bigger problem. And some vets are removing them now because there's such a big problem in cats. But maybe it's the diet, or maybe, you know, who knows. But we definitely see that too. One or both will get full or impacted. And sometimes they'll hold their stool for a few days, and then that creates the secondary problem where the stool is getting dried out as they hold it, you know, and then you've got two problems going on.
So they're already uncomfortable, so they're afraid, or if you will, to poop because it's so uncomfortable. But the longer they don't go, the worse it is. That's something that I've been learning about crystals in cats and dogs, which is that the longer the cat or dog goes without urinating, holding it, actually causes the crystals to form inside their bladder while, right?
Yeah, and that's why we like that cat attract litter. We use the cat attract, we don't use the maintenance precious cat anymore. We just use cat attract, the retraining litter, because they're in the box like 10 times a day, expelling whatever amount of urine they have in their bladder, and it keeps their bladder and, you know, their whole urine system healthy, I think. Just urinating over and over, because, yeah, some cats will wait, you know, 10 hours, and then they'll go urinate, but this, it helps produce more visits to the box. So
because those herbs really do attract them. I'm really glad to know. Do you sell it in your clinic?
No. We just send everyone to, you know, you can, if you're an Amazon Prime member, they'll ship it to you for free, or Petco or PetSmart.
Right. Yeah. No shipping charge. That's quite smart. Well, Jessica's going to get a coupon for it. This person who wrote in, well, when she says she has a 21-pound, 3-year-old cat, so let's just make it clear that no cats other than the Maine Coon, the Norwegian Forest cat, some gigantic breed of cat, should ever be 21 pounds, 10 pounds, right, Michelle? Isn't that the 8 to 10, actually, a 9-pound kitty is the normal size for a normal domestic cat?
Yes. I mean, there's some big boys out there that are just kind of big, but and females
but,
too. But
yeah,
eight
but
to
people
10.
Say things like, Jessica, he's big boned, or I like the ones that say, like, I was about my dog until I faced the truth about Teddy. He was just getting freaking chubby. I'd say, well, you know, very muscular. Very athletic. Yeah. Well, anyway, 8 pounds. Okay. 9 pounds. So by the time you have a 21-pound cat, you have a morbidly obese cat, and people are so offended when you say, well, your cat is fat. But the fact is that fat is fat. And, you know, a cat is supposed to be sleek and slim and thin, and that keeps them healthy for life. Right.
Yeah. And sometimes they just get like that sitting at the shelter for a year, you know, they just keep gaining weight because they're sedentary, but the diet, and that's exactly what you're promoting too, is, you know, well, the raw food diet, but you know, as Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkin says, they're the quintessential Atkins species.
Yes,
you know,
they should be eating.
That's what they're designed to eat. And they get addicted to those carbs and that grain, and they eat, trying to get that protein that they need.
Exactly.
And they're nutritionally dissatisfied, and they're putting on, just like with us, you know, if we eat too many carbs. So that changing the diet paired with some exercise, you know, it'll take time to get
the exercise
off.
Equals Necco flies. I mean, 3 or 4 times a day for 5-ish minutes, and you've got that kitty really, really jazzed up and zooming. Well, we've run out of time, but I want to say it has really, really been a pleasure to co-host with you, and I'm hoping you'll come back.
Oh,
anybody with one of these serious problems, it's totally affordable. The catbehaviorclinic.com. It really will, for some people, save their cat's life to come to you, Michelle, because people get at the end of their rope, and they will put up with pretty difficult situations for as long as 5 years, and then they just want to pull their hair out. So.
Yeah. I save marriages, too. Marriages, too, I save. So.
Yes, that's right, you do, because one person's saying, get rid of that damn cat. The other one's saying, but it's my baby.
I know.
So you got your book, The Cat Whisperer, is just a fantastic book because it really helps get people inside the mind of the cat and understand what they're thinking and what they're feeling. You've done a lot of good work, 14 years staring at photos of poop, but you know what? There might be moments where you think it's crazy, but we're all really grateful to you for that. There aren't enough people out there really lending fun, humorous, and compassionate help for people with their cats. So thank you for that, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for all that you do, too. It's a pleasure being on again. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure, and very soon we'll be hanging out here again together and looking for more behavior issues to talk about.
Thank you very, very much.
Have a great week and a happy 4th.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.